Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Simon Grayson. Simon, obviously disappointed. It is a defeat tonight against a very good side.
Yeah, look, I think no matter who you're playing against, you want the players to do the basics. I think tonight we got what we deserved from the game, and that was nothing. I thought Blackburn were good. They started the game very, very positive with the intensity. We didn't have any intensity with the ball, without it. And to be fair, we got in at half-time and we were lucky that we were still in the game. And we used that as sort of a motivation to the players to say, look, this time last week, on the Monday at Doncaster, they were lucky still to be into the game. And we could have actually gone in that second half if we were more positive. And the mindset had to be better. And unfortunately, there was an error of acceptancy when we conceded the first goal. And that's... From my perspective, that's a big disappointment, because you've got to do more. You've got to go and give the travelling supporters something to cheer about. Last 5-10 minutes, we had more shots than we did in the previous 80, and that's not good enough from the players, and they've got to accept the responsibility.
We were actually a lot better second half, weren't we?
Yeah. The last probably 20 minutes of the game, when they went 2-0 up, I would have thought that the players then went and played without any fear or anything.
Yeah.
But they've got to do that at 0-0. They've got to get on the ball. I want the players to express themselves. Yes, play from the shape, be hard to beat, which all the top teams do. Man City do it. They work hard from their team, shape of the team, out of possession. But when you get it, go and express yourself. Whether you're a winger who's going to supposed to carry you up the pitch, go and do that job. Too many times we got it and we checked back and took the safe option all the time. Well, there was an opportunity many times for players to really go at the heart of Blackburn's defence, and we ducked out of that responsibility of trying to make something happen. And that's down to players. We as a staff, we started with the three at the back. We went to 4-3-3. We went to 4-4-2, trying to do whatever we could to win the game. But I think, again, I used the word acceptancy about the players, that when we were 1-0 down, they thought, well, that's us done. We're not going to win the game again. And that's wrong.
Yeah, there was. We were probably the architects of our own downfall. The chances, or the majority of their chances, actually came from mistakes from players, including Callum, obviously, gave the ball away for their first goal.
Yeah, and that's a big disappointment, that we want the players to take better care of the ball. I think we've just spoken there. I said, what's the difference between you getting the results of the first part of the season, and they said we kept the ball better? Well, why not? Why can't we keep the ball? Now we're encouraging you to get on it and play. But too many people are just sort of feeling sorry for themselves, or again, not taking the responsibility to get on and make it happen. But you've got to combine both retention of the ball better, because we only, more times than not in the final third, we just visited and it sort of petered out, and then the opposition would break on us and attack. But also, we didn't have the urgency to really stop them from playing. Every time we had a player with the ball, they really closed us down. We ambled And that's something that has disappointed me again tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put your finger on it, isn't it? We certainly didn't give up, did we? We kept fighting and pushing, but there is just something lacking at the moment, Simon, and you're trying to find what that is.
Yeah, and everybody's wanting the success, so everybody's desperate for results, and yeah, we can use excuses that we've got 4 or 5 players out that maybe could be in the team and around it, but when you go out and represent a football club, you've got to give everything. You've got to have no feelings of anxiety or anything like that. Go and do what millions of people want to do. If you're a good player on the ball or an attacking player, well, go and express yourselves. We're not certainly hindering the players and holding them back. We want them to go and express themselves, but we're not doing that with the urgency that's required to win a game. And you saw that from Blackburn tonight. They had the urgency with the ball, but they've certainly had it without as well.
What do you make of Blackburn? Good side, they're going to win the league?
Look, they've got a strong squad. When they've got the likes of Danny Graham, Charlie Mulgrew out, and they bring in the other lads that have been very competitive over the year, then obviously they've got a great chance. I've said all season, I think Blackburn have got a stronger squad now than they did in the Championship last year when I was there. And who knows where it's going to take them. But we've got to do better against every team that we play against, whether you're playing a team at the bottom, team that are mid-table, or a team that are fighting for promotion. We've got to be more competitive, and that's slightly missing with us at this moment in time. Yeah, I still get that players' confidence isn't as high as it should be, but I keep going back to it. There's far worse jobs that players can be doing than running around and kicking a ball around.
I probably know the answer to this, but where do we go from here?
Well, we've obviously got a game on Monday where we've got to just keep believing in what we're doing. I certainly believe that the players can get a result and still get to the playoffs.
Well, we saw it last week, didn't we? We saw there's enough there. We've seen it in bits and pieces tonight. It's about the consistency and the belief.
Yeah, and but that's got to come from them players that are out representing the shirt. They've got to have the belief that they can go and do it, make it happen, and not have, again, I use the word, an acceptancy that if it doesn't happen for you, then we'll move on to the next game. Well, it's not, because players are playing for the futures, whether it's the next year, the next 3, 4 years, 6 years or whatever. There's a long, people have got sort of futures in the game to try and make a career in it with, and we'll all analyse the situation and we've got to be better on Monday, but we've still got an opportunity and we can't let that slip.
I'm just going to ask you about Paul Taylor, because he's not involved tonight. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, he's got some personal issues that right. Is why he's not been involved.
Okay, but we go again, and the support today was absolutely different class, wasn't it?
No, it was, and that's the biggest disappointment, that players are not representing what the supporters are wanting. They've got the passion, and the players are slightly lacking because of it all. And again, go back to the last 10 minutes. We had more shots in the last 10 minutes than we did in the previous 80 minutes or so, and that's not good enough for a team that.
Do you want people to take responsibility?
Of course I do. And I'm a positive manager who wants the players to express themselves. I'm not putting them under any shackles or anything. Yeah, I want them to be hard to beat out of possession, but you can still play from your shape and go and be more expressive and take care of the ball, and go back to what one of the earlier sort of comments I made, that when we got the opportunity to counter attack against Blackburn, we turned down the opportunity too many times, and that's down to players' responsibility and being brave and positive and making them decisions that are going to excite teams. Every time Blackburn got it, they certainly went for the jugular to try and get an attempt on target and threaten our back four. We didn't do that enough against them.
Disappointing night for City. Try and enjoy your Easter weekend. We'll see you on Monday, Simon.
Yeah. All right, cheers.
There you go. Topman Simon Grayson joining us. Not happy with the overall performance.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead.
Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.